Okay, today's daf is Erev and Daf Tes, and today we're going to talk about the sugya of Lavud. Lavud comes up often in this Masechta and in Masecha Sukkah and Masecha Shabbos and sometimes. But this is the sugya of Lavud. It's a halacha mosh misinai. The Gemara here has a machlokas about Lavud, whether Lavud means two items within three tvachim or within four tvachim. Sometimes the Gemara says if it's within three tvachim of the ground, it's kilu, it's on the ground. Sometimes it's used to connect two sides of a sukkah, a roof and a wall of a sukkah, different sugyas. The Gemara here has it in the following case. If there is a korah, ha'isa karaso meshucha o teluya, if there is a korah that is meshucha, that is far, it is put at the end of the opening of the mavui, but it is not put right directly on top of the edge of the walls, but it is stuck on pegs, let's say, outside, not on top. O teluya, or one puts a pole in the middle of the doorway and puts the item, puts the korah, the board, on top. So pachas begin, well, the Tanakhama says on the top of Tesavan Aleph, if it's within three tvachim, so ain't tzarech lavi korah cheres, then that korah is good because of lavud. Gimel, tzarech lavi korah cheres. But if it's three tvachim, then you have to bring another korah. That's the Tanakhama sheet and what we paskin, that lavud is within three tvachim. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, no, pachos mi arba, ain't tzarech lavi korah cheres. He holds lavud is four tvachim, not three tvachim. So if it's within four, then you don't have to bring another korah. Dalit tzarech lahavi korah acheres. The Gemara discusses, what's that machlokas about? Isn't it about meshucha mibachus v'tluya mimifnim? Isn't it about those cases? If it's hanging outside, and that's a raya to one of the sheetahs we quoted earlier, so the Gemara ended up saying no. Maybe the case is idivi idi mibifnim, meshucha miruach achas v'tluya meshtei ruchos. Ma'o detema miruach achas amrina lavud, meshtei ruchos lo amrina lavud. Maybe you don't say two lavuds in one case, Kamash Falan, you say two lavuds in one case. The Gemara says maybe it's a different case. The Gemara has an answer and says maybe you say lavud or chavot, which means you bring it down, but you don't say lavud and chavot. Kamash Falan. Okay, this is the sugya of lavud. So what is the lavud? It's a halacha moshe misinai that allows a person to view items as if they are connected to each other, as long as they are within three tvachim of each other. So we paskin, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says four tvachim. Good. There is a ha'ara. The Chavos Yari even has a long tshuva about this. The Rambam says in the Hagdama to Pirush Mishnayos that there are four categories of Torah Sheval Peh. We've discussed this in the past. What are those five? There are five categories of Torah Sheval Peh. What are the five categories? The first two are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai and Pirushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are the first two categories. There's a difference between the two. Not everything that comes from Moshe is called a Halacha Moshe Misinai. The fact that a Priyates Hadar means Esrog, or the fact that Ayin Tachas Ayin is not literal, but it means money, is not argued upon, but it's a Pirusha Mukubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not called a Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rambam says those are two different categories. What are the difference between them? The Rambam says, Imkein ma elu ha'alachos ha'yechidos, shenemar ben Halacha Moshe Misinai, v'ze ikar yishlecha la'amod al sodo. Let me tell you the secret, says the Rambam, v'hu, sha'pirusha mukubal mipi Moshe, kamosha amarnu midivreyem, ein machlokes bohem b'shum panim. Pirushim HaMekubal, there's never a machlokes. Sharimi oz v'yad ata, lo matzana machlokes, shenofla bizbam and azmanim. There's never been a machlokes from the early days. Mimos Moshe v'ad Ravashi, bein hachachamim shiyomar echad, hamotzi ayin chaver yotzi yos eno. The Gemara discussed it, but was there ever a shita that actually said that eye for an eye is literal? Or v'lo matzana gamke machlokes, v'shamar priyetz hader. Right, those are the two that the Rambam gives. V'lo matzana gamke machlokes be'etz avos, shihu hadas. V'lo matzana machlokes v'divrei akasu v'katzos es kapa, shihu kofer, that a woman doesn't get her hand chopped off. V'lo matzana akasu v'vas ish kohen ki techel his nose be'esh ti saref, shizu akzeira ein lano ligzarosa, elim tia eshes ish al kapan v'chulu. All these examples. V'chayotzei b'hem b'chala mitzvos, ein machlokas b'hem shekubam, pirushim ha'mekubalam, mipi Moshe. V'yalem v'aldomeim amru, and that's what it all came from Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Chazal that Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Behar says. What about Halacha Moshe Misinai? There also, says the Rabbam, there is no machlokas. So what's the difference between the two? So he says, Kol davar she'ein b'lo remez b'mikra, v'eino nikshar bo, v'yefshar lo tzio b'derech midarki esfara. If I gave you 1,000,000 years, would you ever figure out this idea? So, Halach Moshe B'Sinai, no. Pirusha M'kuma v'moshe Rabbeinu, yes. Esrog is a beautiful fruit, and eye for an eye, most civilizations hold that way. So that's the difference between the two. But either way, he says, both of them have no machlokas. So the problem is that the Chavos Yair says, and other Achronim, the Netziv discusses, we find many machlokos about Halach Moshe B'Sinai. So how do you get out of that, according to the Rambam? So by a number of them, you could say, oh, the Rambam doesn't hold that that's halacha moshe b'Sinai. Sometimes when the Gemara says Gemara Gemirila, it means that it's a Mesorah going back, but it doesn't mean that it's halacha moshe b'Sinai. Rashi and Tosfos usually say Gemara Gemirila means halacha moshe b'Sinai, but the Rambam doesn't have to say that. So that can help out in some cases. The problem is here, the Rambam lists off all the halacha moshe b'Sinais here in this Hakdama L'Pirush Mishnah. And what are the first ones that he lists off? V'ani asadir b'kan rov adinim, sherev ben halach moshe b'Sinai, v'efshar shi'ya akol. I'm going to give you most of them, and maybe it's all of them. V'yisbar l'cha amitas ma'asha amarti, she'en mehen afilo acha she'otziu miderach svara. None of them come based on svara. V'yifshar l'smocho sal ha'pasik, el ha'derach ha'smachta. And none can be learned from a pasik. V'lo matzanu l'olam she'chakru ben svaras, o he'viu alein rayos. Next one. Good, lovud, dofen akuma. Halacha, lamosha, misinai. Right? Quoting from the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Vav. Lovud is halacha, lamosha, misinai. The Gemara says it beferish. So, but here's a machlokas about it. That's the kasha. Right? Whether it's three or four. Right? How can there be a machlokas? Unless what the Rama means is that there's never a machlokas about it fundamentally. There might be a machlokas within a detail of it. Right? Like here, three or everybody agrees to lavud. Machlokas is whether it's three or four tvachim. But maybe that's how the Rama could understand it. Okay, but either way, this is the principle of lavud that comes up by Sukkah, and it comes up by Shabbos, and it comes up in other contexts as well. Tosfos on Tamara's daf, on daf Yud, says there is no lavud tuma, specifically by tuma's mace. The Rambam says on Yudam Abes, right, on if there is a tefach airspace and a mace is underneath the tefach airspace. So if the two sides, there's only one tefach airspace, so the two sides should be called lavud and it should be kilu is closed up on top of the mace. That you don't say. You don't say lavud by tumas mace. That's Tosfos Dibur Maschil or. The ein lachshuv ha'avir kisasum mitam lavud. Te'ilchus ha'gemira lagabe tuma. Delor mina lavud. So number one, you don't say lavud by tuma. Number two, Tosfos says later on, Adaf Kuf Beis Amid Aleph. Tosfos says you don't say lavud by building an ohel on Shabbos. If I put up three strings within three tvachim of each other, so let's say for Hilchas Mechitza, if I like the Mishnah says later on that if I want to build a mechitza around an area, I could count that for lavud, but using lavud to create a mechitza, but making an ohel on Shabbos, that would not be a case of love. It says Tosfos there, Dibur Maschil lo. Vitema delema lavud mikila zu lekila zu v'nimsa sheish b'shipua tefach. Right, talking about a certain canopy that you're building. V'yish lomar da dechashav le'ohel le'el al yidei lavud haynu le'inyin sheyucha lahosif l'machar b'shabbos. It's lavud so that it's considered an ohel so that you can be mosif. Ava lo mistaver sheyichashav v'ki agamna asiyas ohel le'eser alav la'asos b'shabbos. Doesn't really make sense to say that. Da'atu yia aser lintos b'shabbos shnei chutin tok shlosha mishum asiyas ohel. Putting two strings within three tachim of each other, that would be ohel. It's not mistaver. It's not mistaver that that would be the case, and therefore Tosfos says there's no lavud by asiyas ohel. So when is there lavud? There's lavud by Sukkah, there's lavud by Shabbos. The Stipler discusses the lumdus behind lavud. How do we view lavud? The Stipler is commenting on Tosfos and Sukkah on Daf Yud Zayin, which Beis Hashem will get back to later. Tosfos has a suffix, right? What's his case? His case is we know that there are schach pasol, pasols with four tfachim. Four tachim of schach pasul pasuls the sukkah. If it's one tefach, it doesn't pasul. It has to be four tachim. Air space pasuls b'shlosha. Schach pasul pasuls b'arba'a. As Tosfos, Tosfos has a suffix. What happens if you have two tachim of schach pasul, then you have air space, then you have more two tachim of schach pasul? So is that mitzaref? So if we say lavud, then it would be mitzaref, and it would be a problem. So that's Tosfos' question. And the Stipler says that might be about whether you say love and lechumra. That will Beis Hashem will get back to. But then he says maybe Tosfos is asking and has the subject about how the lumdus of love it works bechlau. Says the Stipler, Kilos Yaakov, Sukkah, Simin Yud Gimel. Ela binyan lovud yesh lefarsho bebeiz afanim. What does lovud mean? How do you understand it? The yesh lomar, the nidon kismuchin, umechubarim shnei aksavo shebetokim otvachim. Number one is that you could view it as if they are connected. The airspace in between is closed up. It's as if there's no airspace. V'shakachu alacha Moshe b'Sinai tepachas v'gibol tefachim nidon kisasum. That's one way of understanding it. V'yem tem salam ha'she nidon kismuchim zel hazeh. Or do we say, no, not that it's just closed up, but it was as if we viewed that we stretch the two sides as if they came together. Not just that it is closed up, but we stretch the two sides. V'yem tem salam ha'she nidon kismuchim zel hazeh. If you say we stretch the two sides and we connect them, then you have four tvachim of schach pasel. But if that's not what lovet is, it doesn't mean that you stretch the two sides to each other, but it's just that the airspace is not called airspace in between. It's ki'ilu, it's closed up, but it doesn't say that it's closed up with schach pasel, it's just considered closed up, it's not air. Raksha avir nidon kesasum, nihida osa stima, da'alacha moshe b'sina gamkin ino kosher l'sukkah, yirat es da kosher l'sukkah, the ki'ilu, the imaginary closed up area, but it's not schach pasel. Shoyim yasek kanim, b'pachas b'gibol tfachim, avir, v'chamasa meruba meitzei lasa pasel, avir b'isha b'din lovin nechshav chukulo gag shalim, b'kom akam schach enkan, shinyin sichuch, who she yas itzel. The nimsa, and it's not schach pasul, it's just halachically closed up. The nimsa disastima de midin lovewood, ain't no kashal schach, we come up on lomistar, psol ze, pahadi haschach pasul shabbatzido, kive the insurance of it. So then, that's how Tosfos and Safek, he suggests, how does lovewood work? Is it ki'ilu, it's just closed up in the middle, or do you stretch the two sides to be able to be connected with each other? Zeu zveik of shalatosfos, says the disciple, I will call upon him lovewood vade amrinan. But it could be that for sure you say love, but the question is, what does love would mean? Right? So that's his pshat of Tosa. So Beit Shenomer love it, deron makom avir kibimula. Kfar ein lifso hasukkah machmas avir. Derama dharma ein love it klaub emsa post lavir. Okay, that's what he says. Then he has another pshat. Okay, but that's some of the lumdus of love it, and it might have applications on a number of the questions in love it. Can love it move things over? That's our sugya right here. That's our sugya. The korah is not over the walls in the front of the mavui. Can lovud move things over, right? If it's within three tvachim. So that is the discussion that we have here on Daf Tes, where the Rashba says, let me find the line of the Rashba. The Rashba asks about this and says it must be that it's outside of three tvachim. Ma'u de tema, right at the bottom of the middle, says, Ichavut amrinan, Ilavad Amrinan, Chavad Lava Lo Amrinan Kamash Vulan. Kashali, Imkain, Lamalan, Shein Begovan Gimel, Taha Afilu Beyeser Mishlosh Amrinan Chavot, Rami, Kol Sheish Bekor Atefach, Vaod, Iba Pachas Mi Gimel, Lamali Chavot Rami, Tebek Lemishum Lava Lachud. Right, if it's less than three Tvachim, right, he's talking about the case of the Chavot, meaning it's higher and it's across. But if it's within three, asks the Rashba, why don't we just say love it anyway? It sounds like from the Rashba that you would be able to use love it to move it. Ki'ilu, it was over the wall. And the Rashba answers, it must be that it's not within three. That is the Rashba. But if you look in Reb Chaim assumes that the Rambam argues. The Reb Chaim in Hilchas Sukkah in Hey Chaf Aleph, says Reb Chaim, V'haditzrachin al the Hilchasa de Chavod Rami, V'lo sagi v'taymi de lavud l'chud, right, similar the issue that the Rashba brought up, Humishum de lavud lo mahanya rak l'mechshevinu kimechubar. Lavud allows you to view them as attached. Avo mikom makom, hakora nechsheves kibim koma, ve'ena agave mavui. Lovewood does not allow you to move things, says Reb Chaim B'das HaRambam. It just allows you to view them as connected, but it stays where it is. And you need the Korah on the Mavui, so Lovewood doesn't work by itself. That's why you need Chavod Rami. You have to lower it and use Lovewood. Shalazein Lovewood Mo'o Klal. Em lo mishum ne'el chazet ha'chavod rami. De ikra ne'mar de machtin alamata. Chavod means you lower it. V'rak bazehu de nechsheves Korah al-gabe Mavui. Asher emneim akein shuvadrin alachlal and dein lovud rakecha she'etzem akoru betok gimol laksala. Vein chavod rami moa laklal lamecha beidin lovud. It's two different dinim, but that is a machlokes rishonim according to Reb Chaim between the Rashba and the Rambam. Again, is this totally on the stiplos hakira, whether lovud just closes up the space or brings it together? Maybe the Rashba says that it brings it together, so it does move it. Maybe you could view it that way. And the Reb Chaim says, no, it doesn't. It just closes up the space. Okay, that's one question. Does Lovud move things? Can Lovud carve out solid space? What does that mean? Where does that come up? That's the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Dalet. Somebody has a very short Sukkah, and what happens? He digs a hole in his house in the dirt floor, and now from the bottom of the dirt floor in the pit to the roof is 10 tefachim. Fine, so that's a high enough of a Sukkah. But what happens in the space between the pit, between what you dug and the wall? Are you let it sit there? Is that also a kosher Sukkah? What if it's within 3 tefachim of the wall? The Gemara says in Sukkah, Dalet Amar Aleph at the bottom, if somebody has a Sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim, v'chakak b'kadei lashlim alasara, and you dug out to be mashlim, im yesh misfas chakak alakos l'gimel tefachim sula. So it has to be within proximity of the wall. So if from the edge of the chakak to the wall is less than 3 tefachim, if it's more than 3 tefachim, then it's possible, because then the walls are not in proximity to the height. But then, if it's less than 3, so Rashi says, Kalav and Alacha Moshe B'Sinai, V'chashvinan Lekilu HaChakak Lavud, U'magia Ad HaKosel. You view it as if the Chakak is Lavud and it goes to the Kosel, and therefore it would be Gshera. By the way, Rashi says, what does the word Lavud mean? Sniff, Dover Shema Arichin Oso Al Yidei Snifim. Could they listen of Chakak Ala Chakak? So it sounds like from Rashi that even the word lovud means to extend. That's what the word lovud means. The question is, can you eat in that area? In that within 3 tefach area? That's the Shiloh. The Magen Avraham thinks is a machlokas between the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham, where this halacha is quoted, in Taf Reish Lamed Gimel Ches, says the Magen Avraham, but the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hayne mucha me'asara v'chakak v'lashlim alasara v'yish v'chakak shir hechsher sukkah im ein bein chakak l'kosel gimel tvachim k'sheira v'yish b'neim gimel tvachim psula." Says the Magen Avraham, "Mashma afilu chutz l'chakak." It's mashma even outside the chakak you're allowed to eat. That's what it sounds like from Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch. Aval atur kasa davka tocha chakak. Aval chutz l'chakak like a mechitza klal. Can we view lovud as if it is scooping out the floor that's next to it, so it's as if the whole area is dug out? And the Magen in the Prima Gadim in the Ishal Avram on this Magen Avram says that's goofy, exactly what the Machlokas is about. How do you view Lavud, the power of Lavud? Do you say Lavud hachakak ha'elu ke'elu adakosel and kibra lahakshar adakosel v'chulu? That's what he says. Fine. So we said Lavud is not by Tumah. Lavud is not by Ohel. We spoke about the lumdus of Lavud. We spoke about Lavud. Can Lavud move things? That's the Machlokas Rosh Ben Rambam maybe. Could Lavud carve out solid? That's the Gemara in Sukkah. And the Magen Avraham Tafir Shlama Gibel Ches. Maybe it's the Machlokas. Finally, what about Lavud L'chumra? This is the line that some Rishonim have. Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Yud Zayin and the Rosh in the first parak of Sukkah in Aleph Lama Gimel, they both say, among other Rishonim, the language is, if you take the language literally, the language is that you don't say Lavud L'chumra, says the Tosfos, the last line of Tosfos Sukkah Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Tosfos asks the question that was asked before. Miyuhecha ti'ika shnei tvachim schach pasol, v'shnayim al schach pasol, right? The question that this is the Tosfos that the Stipler mentioned before. You have two tefach of schach pasol, two, and then airspace, and then two tefach of schach pasol. So do you say it's mitzvah? If Tosfos says no, lo amrina lava lahachmir, you don't say lava lahachmir. So the Stipler said, does that mean fundamentally, or maybe it means it's a question about how love it works or not? The problem is our Gemara. Why? What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara on the top of Amud Beis, Tesam Beis. Remember that case. The case is where you have a couple of lechis next to each other against the side wall of the Mavi as you get close to the Rosh Hashanah. If they're within 3 tefach of each other, so then we say it's lavud. And if it's a long, viewed as one long piece, then it does not function as a lechi. Therefore, you need another lechi there. Right? In the case of Merutzaf, right? The top line, Ravashi. So you put in pachos, less than 4, according to Rashbag, it would be less than 3, according to the Rabbanan. So if you view them together, then you need lechi achalatiro. Sounds beferish. Sounds beferish that you're saying, if you say love it there, then it would be a chumrah, because then you would need another lechi. This is the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba on Daf Tez Zayin Mabez points this out, that how can you say, what do you mean you don't say love it lechumrah? Ra'isi diafilo v'achmer mina love it, b'mavi shirisba v'lechayayim. Right, that's the Rashba's line on Tez Zayin Mabez. The Magen Avraham also asks, the Magen Avraham in Tafri Yishlam Mabez refers to what he wrote earlier in Simen Taf Kuf Bez Sifches, where he asks his kasha, the Karban Nisano, there in Sukkah, on the Rosh Aleph Lama Gimel, discusses some possibilities. There are those in the Masifta quotes a number of Achronim that says maybe you can be mechalik between the different applications of lovewood. Sometimes you need a shear of something, and lovewood brings the two together. Sometimes you need a shear, and the only way you can get the shear is if you would say lovewood. And that space would be counted towards the shear. So maybe the former, you would be able to say l'chumra, but the latter, you wouldn't be able to say l'chumra. That's what the Yad David says to try to answer this. Sheish shnei ofanim l'halacha shalavud. Yish ofen shetzorach shiyeh b'davar eiz ashir. V'yesh bo b'shnei chalaka v'es oso ashir. El shkal chelev v'chelev mufran mechaveiro. V'enem t'chuv v'nusmuchem z'lazeh. And you need to put them together. So then maybe you say even love of the chumrah just to bring them together. You don't have to use the space to make the shear. Amnam yesh ofen shezorach sheyeh is a shear bedavar. The ain bo is also a shear. Elo bo ofen shenach shev esavir shev eshdei makomos fin etzarfem aleihem. So maybe there you wouldn't say lovud lechumrah. Again, there's a lot more here regarding lovud. These are just some of the salient points in our sugya and other sugyas related to lovud. We'll stop here.